knows, Doctor. He knows.
We've got brave men knocking at our door. Let's go kill them!
Hey, yo, lesson here, baby. You come at the king, you best not miss.
Jesse, you asked me if I was in the meth business or the money business. Neither. I'm in the empire business.
Oh, boy, you! You never say thank you!
That's what the money is for!
How much memory has that thing got?
Welcome to the 100th episode of the Serious TV Drama Podcast with Scott and Dan. I'm Scott, and with me as always, the Coke to my crack, the shake to my shack, and hell, tonight, the J to my jack, it's Dan. So, Daniel, are you all primed and pumped up for our 100th podcast tonight?
Yep, since it's our special 100th podcast, I'm drinking, instead of my usual Grey Goose and Gatorade, I'm drinking Grey Goose and Squirt. So, you know, moving up to the big leagues there.
Well, when I hear Squirt, maybe this isn't the right podcast for that.
That's a
very special drink. And this is a very special podcast because it is our 100th podcast. So I was thinking, what could be better than trying to snag a special guest to join us for this occasion? Now, I discovered that, you know, restraining orders can even be expanded to things like Twitter. So no dice getting John Hamm or Cranston or even Bob Odenkirk or any other member of television royalty. However, we are lucky and honored to be graced with royalty of a different medium, our little medium here, podcasting. Podcasting royalty is joining us tonight. So straight out of Raleigh, North Carolina, I would like to welcome J, Jack, and Colleen.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome. Welcome. It's like we got here.
We had such lame hellos, and it still sounded better than Dan's.
Deep cuts,
you know who else drinks Squirt on a podcast? Warm Taffy. Enough said.
He's a good guy, so that's not an insult to me.
I just drank Squirt in general.
I didn't know Squirt was still around. I guess it's that like a Wisconsin thing where it's like it's only there and everyone else has been shut down because it's a horrible drink?
No, it's delicious. Grapefruity. I don't know.
I didn't know it was still around either.
Oh. I didn't know it was around until I saw Dill drinking it.
Oh, yeah, it's good. And it mixes good with like everything.
At least now we see why Dan and Dale are such good friends. It makes sense now.
Yeah, in many ways, Dan is kind of the Dale of this podcast, but with Jay's production expertise as well. So,
yeah, Pat doesn't have that.
Best of both worlds.
Yes.
Exactly.
I'm so lucky.
It's like a Jay with the uncomfortableness of a Dale.
Why do I feel dirty? Oh, but you can... edit. That's good. All right.
Well, I guess I can see the uncomfortable thing, considering like I think some point like around our first couple podcasts, I wanted to do like a special 15-minute podcast on rape and TV shows. So
yeah.
So you just wanted to do a Game of Thrones podcast?
We had a really good discussion off the air. I'm just like, oh, that's pretty good stuff. We should release this as a podcast. Dan Scott's just like, no, Dan, not a good idea. So we didn't.
Yeah. And ironically enough, you know, about 80 or so podcasts later, or actually 90 something podcasts later, I end up leading the discussion that went on for quite some time about rape on TV after binge-watching Jessica Jones. And it was a really great discussion about it. But it's a conversation we couldn't have had a year earlier. It was just, yeah, I wasn't going to do it.
I wasn't a part of it. I was sick.
You need to at least get to like 80 episodes before you can start having the rape breakdown discussions.
It's a tough subject to talk about.
Right. But moving on to more fun things, congrats on 100 episodes.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy because this is actually, you're the perfect folks to have on for this episode because we owe you a debt and we owe you blame. Or maybe we owe you a debt and everyone else owes you blame. Because first of all, me and Dan would not have even met each other if not for the community of listeners that you have on, I guess, on your Facebook group. That's how me and Dan first interacted, arguing about some ridiculous TV poll that I was helping to coordinate there. And unlike
I thought Dexter was better than The Wire at the time. So
yes,
that was before it got bad.
Well, but. You know, but to be fair,
if that's like season four, maybe like if you cut it
up
right
to,
there,
up
maybe.
To season four, it could probably
but even then.
But The Wire is, I'm not gonna say it's the best TV show, but it, I'm not gonna argue if it's.
But I'm gonna say it's the best TV show.
I won't argue. I won't say it is, but if people want to say it is, I won't argue with them.
It's one of those things I think I don't want to say it is because people usually want to plug in their favorite for there, but it probably is. But unlike some situations, it actually manifested into a friendship and then eventually, obviously, a podcasting partnership. And by the same token, we would not have really even chosen to do a podcast if we hadn't been inspired by the work that you guys have done over the last 10 years. I mean, that's more than any other podcast that I've personally listened to, and I don't listen to as many as Dan does. I mean, that was pretty much, you know, let's try to do something the way they do it, just perhaps with a, you know, less chemistry and rapport, but we'll try to make up for it in a, you know, a higher degree of stupidity at times, I guess.
And endless cursing.
Oh yes, we got rid of the idea of not cursing from the get-go. There's no way. There's just no way.
I understand. It is easier.
Yeah, I understand.
Colleen likes to swear like me. So.
Well, it benefited that I started the podcast when I was 20 years old, so I had a more idealistic view of the world.
You never swore when you were 20?
No, I did, but I guess I didn't. I swear more now.
I do have a funny story, though. When Jay was in his little rock band. What was the wizard group called?
System Burn.
Yeah. They're showing the
Dick Driver. He's all over town now.
Yeah, they're filming the, you know, their recording thing.
We
you
were
guys
filming,
were filming.
I taped like our recording.
Oh, I know what story you're going to tell.
And so Jay's going. So we're watching it. Jay goes. He goes, Mom, Dad, I swear in this. I go. Okay. He goes, no, really, I swear in this. He goes, and I think you said shit, or can I say shit? He said shit or something in it. And I go, oh my God. Okay.
Yeah, I've always been a goody two shoes in a lot of ways. So like that was like they're gonna hear me curse for the first time in this video, this documentary.
They probably were like, oh, thank God.
He didn't swear, you know, because we didn't swear in our house.
Yeah, I don't know how anybody could grow up with Jack and not swear. So you must have the most willpower, like of anybody ever, Jay.
So anyway, but it's just like
my dad swore enough for all of us. So it wasn't...
Yeah, I don't know how you could go to any store or like in a car ride without listening to him swear about something.
Oh yeah, it was all the time. And actually, he had horrible road rage when.
Oh God!
But I have toned it down because, well, then California, they started shooting people. So I said, okay, I don't have a gun, so I can't do it.
But you would take road rage to an art form.
Oh yeah, I was very good at cutting people off and. But I don't
now
do
that.
I don't condone that. And I when my kids were getting close to driving, I would say, no, I can't do that because I don't want to set a bad example. So now I drive like the old man I am.
The example is already set.
Well, I didn't teach you how to drive because you were just, man, just couldn't handle it. Talk about swearing.
But anyway, yes, this documentary I made when I was 19 years old. I was 19 when I was in this band, 18, 19, is when they heard me curse for the first time.
I guess he wanted us to run upstairs, get a bar of soap, and put it in his mouth or something. I don't know.
I got punished in fifth grade for cursing at home.
Really? Fifth? I didn't curse.
God, well, because I deliberately said fuck you to my mom.
Wow.
Well, I can tell you right now, if I said that today to my mom, I'd no longer be living.
No, it was a punishment that like held up. There was no early release. There was no fine. You can when your mom's not looking. Like it held up. And then I was I can't do this.
You would plant me. They'd have to plant me 6 feet under. I'd be dead.
Oh, Colleen, when I was younger, there was on one occasion I said to my mother, "You never gave me shit on a stick." and I got decked right into the bathtub for that. So I think my body actually did an entire 180 spin right into the bathtub.
Now, I could be remembering this wrong, but I'm pretty sure my mom's fingernails tried to find their way to my neck. So. I think I deserved it, though, in hindsight.
The funny thing is with cursing on the podcast is that...
But I could be remembering that wrong.
Right. Is that cursing on the podcast, I've actually gotten I wouldn't say I've gotten prudish, because that's certainly not possible, especially if one ever hears me rant about a show like Gotham or something. But I often will say to Dan, like, I don't mind cursing if it's done for a reason. You know, I just don't want it to be like willy-nilly where it becomes more like we're kind of inarticulate. And then we're fine, and then something will happen, and Dan drops like 5 F-bombs in 2 minutes, or I do the same or something. It's like, all right, whatever. It's listed as an explicit podcast, so we don't have to worry about, you know, 5-year-olds listening to us, so who cares?
Yeah, the last one, we never swore. In fact, we didn't even say words that they would use on the show, like douche and all that stuff. We played a phone call. I remember saying to Jago, the guy said ass or something like that, wouldn't it? Yeah. I go, you sure you want to play that, Jay? And he goes, it's not that bad a word, because that, you know, he'd already released his video of him swearing. So he
find that tape. That's
and we got a nasty letter from someone saying, look, I listen to you guys in my car. I don't expect that kind of language. And I was like, well, we promise never to do it again. And we never did it again.
That was just it. It was more people listening at home.
Wasn't it like jackass or something? I kind of remember this controversy.
I thought it was just the word ass. He was like, someone said he was such an ass or something like that. I go, oh, I don't know if we want to leave that in there, Jay. And he goes, nah, it's fine. But someone was ticked that they we did that.
So here's the thing with like episode titles. So you're at your 100th. Like, we've been podcasting for 10 years. I don't know how many podcasts we've done total.
Oh God,
I have no idea. Imagine. Like, because the way I've always done numbering is actually probably the wrong way to do numbering. But since the beginning, I've done numbering is season and then the episode of that season. So I really have no idea how many podcasts we've done.
I could.
So I don't even know if we've done 100 or 500 or whatever. I just do it by years, because that's
all
I got.
Well, we definitely do at least 25 per season of each thing. And you've got 10 years worth. You're definitely up to like at least 10,000.
No way.
Really?
Well, Colleen is the one that posts all this stuff, so anyway.
Colleen does post it, so.
Yeah.
I don't really know. I'm making that up. But
I always think of Colleen as the R2-D2 of the Jay and Jack podcasting empire, just because, like, you know, when somebody needs to get the job done, yeah, it's R2-D2. So
that makes sense. It's also like she's like the R2-D2 and C-3PO, so the annoying in the background. As well as
okay, on Libsyn, and this is not count the stuff that was lost on SwitchPod or the other Libsyn account, yeah, or the new stuff from the last 2 months on Blog Talk Radio, there is 1,300 podcasts. Now, again, that doesn't count VidCast. That doesn't count what was.
And we
lost
did SwitchPod for years
on SwitchPod.
That's, that's lost podcasts.
That's all podcasts.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
But so you started with Libsyn January 2006.
Yep.
But
so that doesn't count the shows we did with before that. We used
SwitchPod.
No, it was HipCast.
No, you used, what was it?
It was HipCast.
HipCast.
And before
right.
that, it was called Audioblog. It was Audioblog. Was like one of the early.
I remember Audioblog.
Yeah.
But the thing is, back then, nobody had unlimited bandwidth.
Until SwitchPod, and that changed.
No. Libsyn had unlimited bandwidth. That's why we switched to Libsyn in 2006. But in 2005, it didn't have unlimited bandwidth. So everything past like 10 gigs or something like that. Yes.
You had unlimited hosting, though, because MetroBuzz got it from you.
That was from SwitchPod. But we got SwitchPod well after Libsyn.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I know.
Okay.
We started.
I can't help out in this argument. I don't know.
We switched to SwitchPod right before we won the podcast award, which was in 2007.
Wait, we?
No, you didn't. Because MetroBuzz started with SwitchPod because
that's my award.
That was her name, right? So
yeah, Nissa.
So
we'll be right. We'll be right back. The Ken
this is what Colleen does. Yeah. I have the better memory, but Colleen likes to argue.
You do. I know. Jay has a photographic memory. I don't know if he was ever heard that.
But anyway.
But sometimes the camp the film isn't developed.
You must be right. You must be right.
But the point of the story is back
you
when
you got me all these people. I didn't get any of this on my own. So
going back to the beginning of time in the early days of podcasts, this is what I'm saying to bring up in the old days. There was no unlimited bandwidth. So what happened was instead of it being a $20 a month podcast fee, it ended up ballooning 1 month to like $400 because they start overcharging for bandwidth.
Oh, I do remember that.
Remember? And I was like, I was a poor college. So I was like, we kind of just threw in all this money.
I
got to
go curse on some more band songs to make some money.
We came up with the money. I said, why are we doing this?
Yeah, I was like, holy crap. Like,
it's going to be worth it someday.
And back then, I think back then we only had 4,000 listeners. And even with just 4,000 subscribers.
All right,
It was blowing through the bandwidth they gave us. So we switched to Libsyn in January of 2006, and that's when we split to the two shows and the AAC feed, like all the cool stuff we did. But
yeah, I see. You switched to AAC on January 15th.
Yep. But for
I can literally see the history in here.
But either way, it's needless to say, it's just one of those things like, you kids today don't know how good you have it. But anyway.
Yeah, I got a question for you, Jay, about the beginning of this. Like, what exactly gave you the idea to actually do a podcast? And you know, the fact that like, if you hadn't made that decision or been inspired by whatever, like, I mean, you probably wouldn't have met your wife or had your kid, or you know, gave
my life would be very quiet and calm. And
you wouldn't have gray hair yet.
He never would have swore.
I knew you were gonna
never would have drank.
I wouldn't have this drinking problem I have now.
You'd still drink like Bud Light and think it was good. Oh God, the thought just kills me.
Yeah,
never
thought
Bud Light was good. That's a
Southern thing.
I've never thought Bud Light was good. Never. All right,
they love that out here.
I know.
I generally didn't like beer before I met you. I was
now
a,
you love beer.
I was a rum and coke guy like my father, and now I've expanded
to
scotch. Yeah,
when we met the first day, you got a beer.
Because I was trying to be cool with
you. It was also like 11 in the morning.
I thought you were going to say you were 11. But I...
With Anne.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay, so anyway. So I was in that band, the documentary of that recording that we did. So when we were kind of falling apart and breaking up, the first full-length album we did was in a guy's studio that he made in his basement. He had a Mac computer. It was a Power Mac G4. And
my basement, make some music.
Yeah, but he was like one of the best producers in North Carolina. But it was in the basement. What was his name?
He's in jail now.
No. He has his own real studio now, but when he was starting
Stephen Avery. No, sorry.
what was his name?
Oh, Jamie, photographic Jamie memory
King.
Guy.
Jamie
oh,
King.
Oh, you got told.
Hey, shut up. I just said it. Jamie King.
You just made
Googled
that up.
It.
No, I didn't.
Now he
Jamie
Googled
King.
It.
I swear to God, I didn't Google it. There's no Google. It's Jamie King.
He didn't Google it.
Jamie King.
I'm supposed to believe there's a guy out there named Jamie King.
Jamie King, look it up.
And you couldn't remember the name Jamie King?
That's a
I just said it. I pulled that out of my mind. Jamie King.
Okay. All right.
So anyway, at the time, King. It was in his parents' basement. He had this studio set up. And I was like, I can do that. So I did.
But,
your
parents don't have a basement.
No, it was just in my room. And I had a Jimmy Page.
The millennial equivalent. To
yeah, millennial equivalent of a basement. I had a double neck Jimmy Page guitar, so I sold that. It was one of my prized possessions. I sold.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
And with that, what I made from selling that guitar, I bought a iMac G5, and I made my own little studio because my goal was to like write music and do it there. So while doing that, I read an article about this new thing called podcasting, and it was like this, you know, internet radio show. And in my mind, I thought, man, that'd be pretty cool to do. I have this recording studio set up, so I have the equipment to do it. And I think it'd be fun to do. And I wanted the show to be about Jack. I just wanted to be a producer. That was like at that age, I just wanted to be a producer and produce things, music, whatever.
Wasn't your original thought to have it be the married man?
No, it was. So the first show that I came up with was called Jack's Soapbox.
Oh, that's right.
So it was
married
called
man, Married Jack's, Man was my idea.
Yeah, that was his idea.
Was he responsible for all those blown out eardrums?
Did
what's
Jack's
that?
Soapbox later become the what's that thing you did for Nudea?
Oh, rants.
Jack's rants or
yes.
Something. I can't see Colleen right now because she's doing something. She's looking down. I can't see her. So it was Jack's Soapbox was the show. And I was like, this is going to be your show. You're going to come on here. You're going to complain about stuff because it's what you do all the time anyway. And this will be the show that we're going to do. And Jack kind of just said, yeah, sure, whatever. And then we became obsessed with Lost. Because we bought the DVDs, because when they re-aired the show that June, we said, we're going to watch the show. We hear it's really good after the first season. But when they re-aired it on ABC, they did the order wrong, and they started with the second episode. I was like, well, let's just wait for the DVD. So we bought the DVDs, and my dad and I just watched it and loved it, and we talked about it. And after the season two premiere, like we just spent, like we stayed up that whole night just talking about the show, and that's when it clicked for me that, hey, this is the perfect idea for a podcast. Is it'll be like a message board, but on an audio show, a radio show. And I looked online at the time. There was no other Lost podcast. I was like, this is perfect. Because I made a Ghostbusters website in the early 2000s. And what I learned through doing that website was if you want to be like the pinnacle of whatever that fandom is, you need to be like one of the first people to do it. That's like one of the first steps. So I was like, this is perfect. Nobody does a Lost podcast. And really at the time, there wasn't a lot of TV show pod. I don't think there was any TV show recap podcasts. So I was like, this is perfect. There's a need. And then when we came out, like at the time, then there was like five that came out once we got ours done. Transmission was one of them, one of the greats. But yeah, so we were one of the first, and that's how it started. But a lot of things collectively led to that moment.
Nice. Scott, how did you discover them, Scott?
Yeah, the funny thing with their podcast for me was I can, using the word correctly, I literally found you guys by mistake. what had happened at the very beginning of 2006, someone that I was, I don't know how to phrase it, let's just say I was involved with, and if it was a Facebook status, it would have been, you know, it's complicated, but we ended up, we did kind of a marathon of watching the first part of season two of Lost that I had taped on VHS. Because that's the way things rolled back then. A few weeks later, she recommended to me that I should check out, there's actually a podcast about Lost. Now, I had just heard about podcasts recently because I'd gotten into the Ricky Gervais show via iTunes. And I just looked at a podcast as being, well, it's basically a radio show, but I listened to it through iTunes. So I went to track down the podcast and found your guys' podcast. And I think over the course of maybe two weeks, and I think I even emailed you guys at the time about it, and I don't know if it was Jay or Jack or someone using the other one's name. I have not, never really been clear on that back then. I think I listened to like, I don't know, 8 or 18 podcasts all within 2 weeks. It was a crazy number. Anyway, I then speak again to that person that I'm, you know, whatever involved with. Fucking. And anyway, story for a different podcast. And I started to tell her, I was like, oh, I found that podcast, and I was maybe about a minute into the description. And I kid you not, I actually remember how I described you guys. It's like it was these two guys, and I'm not clear what their relationship is, because they kind of sort of sound like father and son, but they haven't come out and said that. And I think, well, they can't be, because why the fuck would a father and son be podcasting together? That's just weird. You know, that was the way I looked at it back then. But once I said that, she was like, oh, no, not that one. that wasn't the one I was talking about.
Not those assholes.
Not that terrible one.
I've never actually been clear. I never thought to ask her, well, which one were you talking about? She might have meant the official one, maybe. Maybe she heard like Damon and Carlton speaking, or it might have been one of the other ones you were talking about. But at that point, I had already invested that much time in listening to you guys, and I enjoyed it. You know, I was like, okay, it sounds like It sounds like two people having, you know, a somewhat obsessive, geeky conversation about a show they love, which is basically the way I talk about TV and the way certain people I know talk about TV. So I enjoyed it, and I liked your little songs and whatever. And, you know, from that point on, I listened. I mean, I even contributed a Christmas song to one of those Christmas specials you did, which is actually one of my favorite dopey things I've ever done in my life, where I did a – I can't remember what the hell the song was – something about Desmond. I'll probably remember it after the podcast.
the reindeer song? Desmond got ran over by a reindeer.
Hatchler.
Was it Desmond the Crazy Hatchler?
That could not have been it. I can't remember what it was.
There's a few Desmond ones.
Yeah, I remember Desmond the Crazy Hatchler.
No, not that good. Which is the Christmas song that mentions Farmer Brown or something in it? Okay. You'd know it if you heard. Oh, what the hell is that fucking song?
I have them all summer. I gotta dig.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't think I have it saved in my iTunes anymore for all these years. So I used to have it all the time. And I was always so proud, like, oh, they actually liked it. They played it because they never play my goddamn calls. But anyway.
Well, played calls that were less than 2 minutes. Or should I say less than an hour? Oh, I'm just kidding. I'm just teasing.
We did have one call from a lady call, and I think the call was like 12 minutes, wasn't it? And we said
the problem was we got so many that I would just like, if it's over two, I can't even deal right now, just go to the next one. And then
if your call didn't get played, it was Jay's fault.
I would sift through like 500 calls before the Sunday show, and I would just be like, if it's more than I just got a next one.
I would help. I would listen to every now and then. I'd click them on.
Bull
say,
crap.
Come on now. I put a little star by it. Say, hey, I put a star by the one that is I like.
Yes, out of the 400. Thank you for putting a star on those. That one. That was good.
Who answered all the emails? Well, probably you were talking to Jay at first. Jay did all the work at first. I didn't do anything. I just showed up.
As time went on, I started shirking responsibility more and more.
I can't do it all.
I think that the emails looked like they came from Jay, but I think at some point within the content of the response, it was made clear it was Jack, but it was under Jay's name. So I remember going, okay, that's interesting. And yeah, I'm aware that my phone calls were way too fucking long. So
I was totally just kidding. I don't know anything about any of those phone calls.
No, honestly, you know what I remember doing? I remember being like 3 a.m. I'm on the cell phone, and I'm watching the counter on the cable clock and using that as my timer. Why I'm using that, I have no idea. And in my mind, here's how stupid I kept thinking, if I can keep it to 3 minutes or less, that's not so bad because that's the length of like a good pop song. And then not realizing, no one wants to hear you talk for 3 minutes because you're not a pop song, you idiot. So that's really, I couldn't get it concise, from our...
Now you found your true calling, which is podcasting, which is you have an hour to talk about something.
It's one long phone call.
Exactly.
And the irony is, Dan, who's the one who complains about the length of our podcast and gets frustrated all the time with us going on and on? It's me, you know, I am responsible more often than not.
Sounds like Jay.
Sounds like me. The one survivor that Jay didn't show up to was like 16 hours long.
But that was a fun survivor.
That was a really fun survivor.
So I had a
there
basic.
Really was. That was the best one we did all season. Sorry, go ahead.
That's okay. I had a little two-part silly question I wanted to ask you guys. And the first part is could be for all three of you, actually.
Hey, let me tell them how I discovered them first quick, and then you can ask.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's fine. I discovered you guys in April 2008. I bought a first-generation iPad in like release weekend in Albuquerque when I was on vacation because like I had no interest in buying one. Then I read a bunch of good reviews like on the way down there. I was like, fuck it, I got to get one of these things.
Is iPad like Wisconsin for iPod? Like just with the accent?
No, like an actual iPad. I didn't own an iPod before that. I had this weird little creative thing, like the brand creative. I had that for like an MP3 player, but I hadn't used iTunes or anything before that. But so that was like my first experience with iTunes was that. I like, you know, hooked up to the Wi-Fi and then I'd started downloading podcasts. And it was like, I didn't know what I was doing. So I would like download a bunch of stuff, sync the iPod and or the iPad, and then it would wipe everything out, and I couldn't understand what was going on, and it got so bad I had to call like Apple customer support because I couldn't sync everything right. And then when I talked to the guy, it was just like they must have thought they were talking the biggest dumb shit ever, but that's the first my experience with podcast, just seeing that little bar in iTunes there. And the first time I downloaded you guys, I like lost back then too. I didn't start watching it until like right before season 5, but I saw, you know, the TV film category, and you guys were right on top there with Damon and Carlton's thing. So I downloaded it. I listened to a few minutes of one of you guys' episodes, and I was like, this is fucking stupid. But I don't need to listen to these jackasses talk about Lost. What the hell is this? And then at some point, like, I don't know, a few months later, I gave it another shot because I've been listening to, like, Stuff You Should Know and This American Life. And it's like, you know, I guess I like this podcast thing. So I started listening to you guys then. And then at some point, I guess I started liking it.
The rest
you
is
got
history.
A god kitty out of it.
I did. Yeah, I remember. How proud I was when I crafted that like really super biased Rose and Bernard being in Dharma email
that was outstanding.
I was very happy when that made it on your podcast. So that was
quickly found out how to get on the show. It just covered it. Yeah, it's ridiculousness.
But it made sense. It was perfect. It was the best email ever.
But I will say, I remember meeting Dan for the first time, and he was such a quiet, nice fellow.
You were so scared
time.
Of all of us.
But then the next year, Dan, I got to know Dan's true form, and he's a lovely gentleman that I enjoy so much. And there's nothing better than finding hidden notes that Dan leaves behind in my house.
We found another one like 2 weeks ago.
Like a year after the fact.
Scott, I always hide stuff in their apartment. Like last year, it was like a receipt for Cheddarworth that I wrote some like creepy message on. This time, I hid it under like.
Isn't that what a serial killer does?
Pretty much.
And you better watch it, Dan. You live in Wisconsin.
I was going to take a picture.
Are you near Manitowoc County? Is that?
I'm pretty far north of there. No, what was it this time? Was it like a letter from Zoe complaining about how she?
Yes.
Don't.
And you hid it under because we moved our bookshelf thing because of the tree,
floor.
And it was hidden under the cork. No, the cork from our wedding, I think.
Oh, okay.
I was like,
it was hidden under something, but oh my god, it was so funny. I was like, where did this come from? It's on the island, actually. I keep meaning to take a picture and post it in the Facebook group. I was like, he got us again. Keep doing it. I love finding them a year later. I still have the receipt too. That one.
Yeah, the first time I came to Raleigh, I mean, I'd never like done anything like that, and I mean, Jack had been I tweeted back and forth with Jack a bunch, and when I say tweeted back and forth, I mean pretty much just argued, because I mean, what else would me and Jack do? But I felt it just seemed like a fun enough thing to do, and I didn't know anybody else at the time. I wasn't even on Facebook until 2012, so I didn't know anybody. But I was pretty terrified. I remember going to that first. Dinner thing the Friday night that I got there, I'm just like, oh, what the heck's going on? But luckily Nick like tried to like take me under his wing and like keep me comfortable and stuff, and then you know over the next
go ahead I want to
oh, and then over the next couple of years like I started like being the one to like, you know, walk up to somebody that hadn't been there before looking scared, and it's like, hey, I'm Dan, I'll pick you up at the fucking airport, hey, don't worry about Dale.
That's true.
Dale's had all his shots.
What were you saying,
Colleen? Wait a second, Dan, who went up to your hotel room and introduced themselves and specifically was
Wait,
like,
you are married,
hey,
Colleen.
Here's, I wasn't, was I married at the time? It doesn't matter. And specifically was like, hey, we're going to go out to this place to eat, and it's right here. And everybody's, who went upstairs and reached out to you and your ex-wife at the time in the hotel room?
Yes, that is very true. It definitely, it definitely helped. I just remember sitting there at the table being
I'm
all terrified.
Saying.
Yes. So yes, thank you very much, Colleen. I will make sure to.
Way to take away Nick's, you know, goodwill. That he
oh, fuck
there.
Him. He's a fake Southerner. No, I'm just kidding. I love you, Nick.
Whoa. Calling Nick a fake Southerner, right?
That's
He's still fighting the Civil War, so it sounds
he
like
is.
Southerner.
That's harsh.
I'm just kidding. I was talking to Nick before we started podcasting. Actually, he's going to send me a whole bunch of Damien Rice songs that I'm missing because I changed computers and I lost a whole bunch. So I just realized today which ones. And I was like, Nick, do you have these? And he was like, sure, I'll send them to you. And that was it. Anyway, Nick's a good guy. Okay.
For a fake Southerner.
For a fake Southerner. He's on California now.
Well, now he's moved back to Tennessee.
No, he's not moving back. He just came home for break because he's moved out of his apartment. And he's
all right.
Got a new apartment.
He's moving to LA now. So,
yeah.
We digress.
Yes, anyway. In LA.
Chargers.
That was heartwarming. Sorry.
Don't feel bad. Everybody is shy the first year they come to LA. Everybody.
Anyway, so go ahead. We completely derailed your guys' time. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, that was about it. Yeah.
I anticipate that once Dan starts speaking anyway, so it's fine.
Well, yeah, I guess before Jay and Colleen have to go, I'll just thank you guys too. Just like if it wasn't for you guys doing the podcast, I mean, I wouldn't know 90% of the friends that I actually give a fuck about now. So it definitely played a profound effect on my life. You guys have done lots of good. As well as putting warm taffy on the air and blowing out who knows how many eardrums.
He's not as bad as he used to be. There was a time where he literally, I think, did rupture a few eardrums.
You can go back to the old ice.
He misses you, Jay. You're not in the same studio anymore, so
it's there's a reason for that. For my own home studio.
Okay, Scott, you guys don't all record together anymore?
No, we're all remotely. I get stuck with Dell because I've tried talking Dell into getting a mic and a computer, but no.
Yeah, since the baby, like just making it easier is, I have my studio here and then Jack records because Jack lives in the boonies. He lives about 25 minutes away, so.
In the boonies.
That adds
up. Doesn't really live in the boonies.
You guys live in the boonies.
We live in Northwest Raleigh. It's trendy over here, all right? Don't be
Excuse me. All of you live in the boonies, as far as I'm concerned.
We
live in Long Island Light, okay?
I really live in Long Island boonies, so please.
There are times it takes me like 40 minutes to get to your house because that Crabtree traffic. Ugh. Oh my God, it's ridiculous.
But again, where's your favorite restaurant? Oh, it's right by where we live. Oh, what's your new favorite movie theater? Oh, right by where we live.
My favorite.
You guys have stolen everything is ours.
It's North Hills.
I'm saying like favorite like non-expensive restaurant.
Yeah, your favorite not special occasion restaurant.
Oh, Linwood Grill?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Not my favorite. They do have a good hot ham and cheese sandwich, though.
They have, did you ever have the turkey one, turkey bacon Swiss?
I've had that too, yes.
Oh, I love that one when it's hot.
All right, again, we're derailing.
Okay, I'm sorry. Thanks for doing Raleigh. Eat.
You guys get to do back-to-back Ramblecast tonight.
if you guys could give me a title for the Ramblecast you just did, that'd be great.
Bald people.
Oh, boy. Hey, so podcasting question.
Yeah, go for it.
So first things first, over the past 10 years, I mean, you guys have podcasted about a lot of specific shows. Obviously you started off with Lost, but you've done others, everything from The Leftovers to you guys doing Game of Thrones again now, the different reality shows, Downton Abbey, so on and so forth.
Oh, man.
I don't really want to go into every – I don't want to list every fucking show they've done. If time wasn't the issue, because that is the biggest issue, I think, with these things. If there was one show that you haven't podcasted about, was there one that you would have liked to have, but you just never had the opportunity, never had the time to put it together? Looking back?
For me, it'd been Deadwood or BSG.
Well, I guess, are you saying ones that we wouldn't have been able to because we weren't podcasting it, or ones while we've been podcasting over these 10 years that we wish we actually had the time to do?
One that you never did, but you kind of wish you would have had the time to be able to do. If time hadn't been an issue, what Jack just said, Deadwood or BSG is a good example because, you never did a podcast about Deadwood, or BSG for that matter. But if time hadn't been an issue, they would have been two great shows to podcast about. I'm just wondering if you had any like that yourself as well. And Colleen can pipe into your response.
Well, I mean, I don't really count. I just know from talking to you that you wish that you had done True Detective season one.
Yeah.
And yeah. You also had wished you started Breaking Bad earlier.
I wish we had done Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
True Detective. I mean, these are shows that were on while we've podcasted that I was like, man. And then now True Detective turned into a big pile of crap. luckily we had leftovers already going, because this season has been amazing. The past season was amazing. But yeah, I would probably say those two. It's like it's rare those kinds of show that just really stimulates a really good discussion. Game of Thrones this past year with Nick, I thought was a lot of fun to do, just because we had a lot of good discussions. Leftovers this season was a lot of fun. All of the Years of Lost, but Breaking Bad would have been fun to do earlier on, because we only did it the last half of the last season. So we didn't really get to get our hands on it. And then True Detective that first season would have been so much fun, just like with the whole Yellow King and everything like that. That
we did talk about True Detective on the Ramblecast.
We talked about it on Jay and Jack TV. But it wasn't like we're getting in like all into it.
True.
Yeah.
But we did talk about it.
But I probably have more regrets of shows that we did start than when
you mean like V?
Yeah, V, Homeland.
The first season was terrible. The season we didn't podcast about it wasn't that bad.
The season we decided to start doing Fringe was horrible.
But you should have stuck with it, because the final season was really good.
I hear it was really good, but I was done. I was like, nope, that was a bad mistake.
Homeland, we picked the first season because season three was terrible. Yeah,
season three of Homeland.
Season four
bad.
And season five have been good. Not as good as the first seasons, but...
You never finished Fringe?
Yeah. I never finished it. I didn't even watch season five. That's how bad.
Yeah. Well, I remember you guys.
But that's how bad I didn't like the fourth season. I was like, this is horrible. What the hell are they doing? Well,
once we got to the 11-minute podcast with just me talking for 11 minutes, I said, all right, Jay, you can't do this. This is...
I was just like, this is bad.
Yes, you did do that 11-minute show. I was so pissed at you. I was like, you can't do that? Oh, my God. That's right. I forgot about that. I was so mad.
It was just... I was so ticked off that season. And that's where Colleen and Jack came together and did that. Now,
and it ended pretty good.
It would have been cool to do a X-Files podcast proper. I wouldn't want to do it like as a rewatch, because rewatches are tougher. But
you can't do an intro cast either, because those are done like by everybody.
I know. But it's almost like I wish that would be a fun one to podcast while it was on, I think.
That was actually going to be my follow-up question.
You know,
if podcasting had been around, you know, all throughout the ages, and I was actually going to direct this more at Jack, but you know, it can include 90s stuff, so it can be you guys as well, you know, but I'm even going back to like 70s and 80s as well. Is there a show in the past that you think, oh, that really would have been a good show to podcast about if podcasting had been a thing? Because I agree, doing an intro podcast to an older show is difficult at best, and I don't feel it's even worth it to bother. I mean, people have asked me about doing a Sopranos intro cast, and I've kind of like, I don't really want to bother.
Sopranos would be good if it was, you know, like you said, doing it live. I mean, doing it at the time, but
yeah, because it's tough to, because it's part of, I think, what makes like a recap show exciting is you hear the excitement of the viewer, like when they've just seen it, and you feed off of that energy. It's tougher to get that when it's like watching it 15 years after the fact, because the excitement of both the podcaster and the listener, it's more of a, you may still love it, but you lose that kind of initial excitement that was there.
Absolutely.
There's a podcast I used to listen to, and I won't mention it because I don't like to bash podcasts, because I know how hard it is and you get enough crap. But it was one of my favorite shows. So I said, oh, there's a podcast about that. They were recapping. They're redoing all the episodes. All they did was tear apart the episodes that I loved. I was like going, I can't listen to this anymore. I couldn't listen to it.
I had a similar experience.
And it's just, I don't, like I said, it's, they're still out there podcasting, but I stopped listening to them because I go, how do you not find this one funny? I just, like I said, it's one of my favorite shows. But I couldn't listen to their podcast anymore because at the time, it just I loved that episode. How can you hate that episode? So I think it's tough because people remember it. I remember it. Well, I still watch the show, but you know, certain shows that you watch as a kid, like I'll say Starsky and Hutch. I loved the show when I was a kid, got the first season on DVD and watched what I think you watch it with me, right, Jay?
Yeah.
Watch the first couple episodes. I go, all right, maybe it didn't hold up.
Well, the thing is, you had this goodwill from Alias Smith and Jones. You had this goodwill from the whole family that got into Alias Smith and Jones the first couple seasons.
I said, so you're like, all right, this.
What's the next old show, Dad? You know what you're talking about. And then you got Starsky and Hutch on DVD, and it was the biggest pile of crap I think I've ever seen.
cool car though.
Sweet car. But
I think with older shows, I mean, again, we're imagining if you could have podcasted about them at the time, because you're right, it's hard to have the same kind of enthusiasm when you're, you know, going over something you've probably seen a million times 20 years ago or whatever. But also I think, and it's harder to come across the further you go back in time, shows that have a more serialized nature where, so it's an ongoing arc or kind of thing. So therefore, I mean, and then although there were shows that were generally thought of as standalones, but they did have some ongoing stories still here and there, like Magnum PI is an example of that, where, you know, it's mostly standalone episodes, but there was a storyline that would happen from time to time where it was continuing arcs. I'm not saying that would have been an ideal show for podcasting, but
Hill Street Blues.
Shows like Hill Street Blues or St. Elsewhere, or even the nighttime soap operas, quite frankly, you know, like
probably soaps would be your.
Those would actually be pretty successful.
Because it's that, like, discussion.
Dallas
in its prime would have been.
Oh, my God.
I totally would have been. I mean, I'm a huge Dallas fan from way back when, to the point of it being embarrassing at times. But I would have loved to have done a Dallas podcast if I. Of course, I was maybe, you know, 8 years old at the time, so it would have been tricky. But
this is the Dallas podcast.
Well, oddly enough, I speak exactly the same way, only without hitting puberty yet. But my intelligence level has kind of like plateaued when I was like about 8 or 9 years old and hasn't changed.
I peaked in third grade, man.
Pretty much, exactly.
JR is sleeping with everybody.
I've never seen the original Dallas, and I would love to go back and watch it. I feel like it's – what's going on? Jay is shoving mics in my face, and no, that's not a euphemism. Okay, I have never seen the original Dallas, and I think that it would be something that is completely up my alley, and I would love the crap out of it, and I really need to get on that.
But you were raised by Amish, so you didn't even see Back to the Future before Amish. We started dating.
I watched Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, you probably had to sneak it. It was like contraband. You had to sneak in VHS tapes. True. Like tripled over recordings of Saved by the Bell.
That's how I watched General Hospital. I used to secretly tape it, videotape it.
See, you had the contraband General Hospital.
And my sister had the contraband Buffy the Vampire Slayer, which I have also never seen Buffy, and I know I would love the shit out of that, too.
You need to watch Buffy.
I have to do an X-Files rewatch before anything else, though, because that's my show. X-Files is the show that got me into fandom.
If you start Dallas, then you have to go wait a couple years and start Knots Landing.
Yep.
Oh, I know.
Which actually got better than Dallas was for a stretch of time, actually.
Yeah, I love Knots Landing. Knots Landing, Falcon Crest.
Falcon Crest.
Dallas. I kind of got in. I watched Dynasty for the most part. Stop watching.
I hated Dynasty.
I like Linda Evans, so I was a big Valley fan. So when Linda Evans was on there, I had to watch it.
When I was in like my first year or two of high school, whereas normal kids would have arguments, you know, in New York, we, you know, arguments about like the Yankees and the Mets or maybe like two opposing rock groups. I was the schmuck in homeroom who was argued between Dallas and Dynasty. And I would like bring in the ratings on Wednesday morning. It's like, Dallas beat Dynasty. Fuck you. Whatever. I kept a scrapbook of articles that I would steal from the supermarket, from the Inquirer and the Star.
You're from New York, right?
That's right.
Okay. All right. Just seems like a tougher. It just seems like a tougher town than arguing over Dallas and Dynasty.
Well, I went. You might not be familiar with this school. I went to Stuyvesant High School, so probably not a school known for all the tough people. It's kind of the geeky math and science school thing. So.
Okay.
So, were you? Did you grow up in Brooklyn too? Then.
Yes.
Okay.
Are you still bitter about the Dodgers?
No. I never cared. It's a little before my time anyway. But my mother would tell me that she was the one kid on the block who was the Yankee fan and everyone else was Brooklyn Dodger fans, and she would get into fights all the time. And I would say, yeah, you're probably lying, but whatever. It's a nice story. But I take most of her stories with a grain of salt, but I shouldn't digress in our podcast there. Anyway, so yeah, I mean, the Lost podcast was something really special, I thought, that you guys did, and I was glad to see you guys brought it back in your own style recently. I always liked the fact that you were able to get Jorge Garcia to show up, and you've able to strike up a little friendship with Damon Lindelof, at least to show up on the Autism Speaks podcast. So I was always kind of impressed that you guys were able to get yourselves out there and meet these people in that way.
I mean, a lot of that came from, I think, just the kindness and openness of like that show. Like Jorge called us on our sixth episode. And I think it was just the Damon and Carlton, and honestly that whole ABC production was just very receptive to like the fan community, and really appreciated us.
I think they got it. They understood.
Yeah. I think I've said it before, like I've been friends with other podcasters and ones that podcast about The Boy Who Lived, and the relationships that they've had with, you know, say the owners of those fandoms. I was going to make it more anonymous than that, but the relationships they've had with those people that have owned those.
I was shocked that we had this conversation with this person in question twice.
Was not as open and supportive as we had with ABC. Whereas like if we would ask for something, you know, they would treat us with respect and included us in all of that. So, yeah, it's crazy that we were able to do a lot of those things, but I give a lot of credit to the people at ABC being fans of our show, and then so when we asked for things, like, yeah, come on, let's do this. So
Jorge too became a friend. It's like,
yeah, he's a friend. I consider Jorge a friend.
When we first met him, we had dinner with him in San Diego at Comic-Con, and we kept it silent. We didn't tell anybody, even though we wanted to tell everybody. And we get there, and he goes, "So no recording equipment?" I go, "Oh, we just thought we were having dinner." So we just
wanted to hang out.
Just wanted to hang out. But that was just, he's such an easygoing guy. I've always told this story. I've had trouble, you know, certain people, you try and get on the podcast, and they're just, you know, for the Autism Speaks, and they're just, oh, it's just such a pain in the neck. And he goes, "Yeah, whenever you need me, just let me know." That's just who he is.
I've always been impressed by the connections you guys have made and stuff. And like even now, I've got a friend that I made watch Lost. And a couple weeks ago, when he got to partway into season 4, I told him the story that I've told many times about Drunk Jay announcing Jeff Fahey's presence to a bar filled people.
He almost got killed.
But the thing is, like, we got so shit faced with so many of those actors that Jeff Fahey. Yes. Like, we ended up just hanging out with him. Or actually, Colleen was getting drunk with him.
Oh, my God. I was the least drunk out of all of you when we got to that bar. And I left the most drunk out of all of you because I was sitting there.
I would agree with that.
Yes. I was sitting there with Jeff and Joe and Jeff's agent and a couple of other people that were there. Jeff's wife was there. His wife is his agent. Is that what it is? Whatever.
I think so, yes. His wife is his agent.
Or I guess, or was at the time. Maybe I'm wrong. But he kept ordering vodka sodas. And I was like, I love vodka sodas. So I was like, I'll have another. And then it just went bad. And then wasn't there a shot done at some point? And then it just...
Yeah.
I remember
so there was a shot of something else that wasn't vodka, by, and that just put me over. Sorry,
we're at the
ahead.
Thing. I walked by, and you said, "Hey, Jeff, tell Jack about the toilet."
Oh, that's right.
I go. Oh, hey, Jeff, how's it going? He goes, "So we're talking." He goes, "You got to go in there and check out this toilet." I mean, it did like felt all this stuff about this toilet. I go, "You're kidding me!" And I hadn't eaten all day, and I unfortunately was drinking my dinner. And I go, "I gotta go see this toilet." And this toilet did everything. It was like the captain chair on the Enterprise. It was like the most amazing thing to sit on. It was just
because ABC basically we
that
say
was at the first bar. But the problem is none bar, of us. Yeah. The first bar was when we were drinking the Mai Tais, right?
Well, that was the press event. That was at
the press event. Yeah.
That was at Halekulani, the hotel. So they rented. ABC rented out like one of the suites there. So it was the toilet was there that had the amazing toilet.
It was just an amazing. I wish I could have stolen it.
It was the best toilet I've ever seen.
It's like a throne.
So either way, so we went to a bar with Jeff Fahey, his wife, Joe, and Colleen and I. And we kept drinking. And then we're like, okay, let's go to
Joe's. Your mom was there too.
Was my mom there?
Yep.
I don't know.
She met us. She didn't go to the first one because none of us did or anything.
I went up and got her.
Met us, yeah, at the second one.
Okay. Then we went to the next one, and I had stopped drinking.
Because Joe had her after party, and that's where
Jeff
was.
Except you guys all did the Patron shots at, what's it called? On the way there.
It was just a lot of drinking. So I was feeling it.
That was a problem.
There was like all of these Lost fans. I was like, fuck, I get to fucking introduce Jeff Fahey.
I actually jumped in front of everybody trying to get him, and I said, "Bat, stop! You're gonna kill him."
It wasn't that bad.
It was that bad.
He's
lucky to be alive.
If I was really drunk, and I remember everybody rushing him,
they did rush, but they weren't gonna.
It was 1,000 geeks going, "Oh my god, take us on a helicopter ride."
One, he had to have liked it on some level, and
he was fine.
Two, he was also drunk, so I mean, yeah, he couldn't have hated it.
The worst part is when we met Damon and Carlton the first time. I was trying to focus, but I was so drunk.
It's in the hallway outside the bathroom, right? Did you talk about the bathrooms?
Yeah, I did. I said, "This toilet, have you been to the toilet?" I'm just. So they did say, I remember him saying, though, I think it was Carl or was it Damon said, "So you do a podcast about a show with daddy issues and your father and son." That's about all I remember of the conversation. Because I'm just, okay, don't say anything stupid.
So your father and son recording dude, right? And he's like, "Seen this show your podcast about?"
Well, do you remember when I ran into Carlton the next morning at the hotel? And I was like, "Hi, you're Carlton Cuse." And it was like him with his coffee and like me. And I was like, "I just wanted to say my boyfriend podcast about you. And I just want to thank you for all the opportunities that you've given us as a result of this show. And okay, bye." And he was like, "Okay,
that was a good week. That was fun.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. But still, that's a lot of is the graciousness of ABC and us having a sponsor that would pay for a lot of the stuff we couldn't afford.
Oh yeah, that's for sure. Good time.
I was like, "Where do we go from there?"
I'm just picturing Carlton Cuse being accosted by Minnie Mouse at a hotel.
Oh my god, I was so like, because you guys, nobody really drank coffee but me. So I like went down to like the breakfast, you know, the breakfast buffet or whatever, and got coffee. And he was there, and I was just like,
"So you drank everybody's coffee?"
Yeah,
pretty much. I don't take much for calling to get going.
Good so time.
And the one actor we got. That ignored us, but I won't say his name.
He might have a famous catchphrase that goes by a single child's name that begins with a W.
We're not going to say how he ignored us twice.
His daughter might have been in the new Dem movie.
It was straight up snubbing, but besides them, everybody else was absolutely a wonderful person.
Because the person that was introducing us to us, I think I spoke to him first, right? The guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I go, he goes,
Etor, we can say his name, Etor.
Well, Etor, and then he introduced us to this guy, and he goes, "Yeah, they have a podcast." Well, he goes, "Nope, never heard of it." I go, "Well, we have 6 listeners. If you'd listen, that'd give us 7. He goes, "Uh-huh," and turned around and walked away.
And he, like, pretty much, you know how how you do like that slick your hair back and walk away kind of thing. Yeah. It was so obvious.
Ichiro goes, I'm so sorry. I go, that's all right. It happens. I'm drunk. It doesn't matter. I don't think I was drunk at that point.
Because that was at the beginning, but remember when we realized that we were getting drunk at the first bar and we were trying to eat all the like little mini hamburgers that they were serving? Yeah. this isn't going to be good tomorrow.
Because they just kept bringing drink after drink after drink, and you wanted to use that toilet, so it's just amazing.
You know, it's funny, as drunk as I was, I remember the whole evening, which I think is funny. I remember everything, and I think I remember everything. And I wasn't too hungover like what you would expect, considering that I didn't eat. I think you guys made me drink a lot of water when we got back to the hotel, right?
Yes.
Everybody was sitting around downstairs, and you're like, no, drink like 4 more water bottles. Oh, it's so much fun.
Good times.
I could never do that now. I'm too old.
I just think the takeaway from all that is, you guys wanted to drink and eat as much as possible so you could use this fancy toilet.
It was a gift from God. Telling
you. I think that's helped too. Is we also have never like jack jokes that were or that I'm full of myself. But I think we've always been pretty humble about like our relationships with these people. Like we don't.
How do you say that with a straight face?
We're just people. Like I don't know. We try to be just regular real people and care about people and respectful of people. That's the hope, anyway.
We're just part of the whatever I'm trying to say here. I can't think of anything.
The great circle.
We're just part of the tapestry of life. We're just part of the group.
Just specks in the universe.
Right. Yes.
Well, my main goal on this podcast was maybe after all this, Jay will actually follow me on Instagram as a result. But anyway.
I'm still. I followed.
Hold on, I used to follow Dan, but Dan is overloads with his pictures. So I was like,
But he has fantastic photos.
They're great pictures, but my entire Instagram feed would be like 10 years of his photos before I could see anybody else's. I was like,
yeah, but you got to have something on there that isn't just like Ghostbusters action figures. So all you have to do is once you refollow me, I'll sign up for the Patreon thing. But until you do, well, you're saving me a few bucks a month.
Jay doesn't even follow the Married Man on Twitter, and he does the Married Man show.
He's a busy guy. I can't blame him for that.
He's a snob.
I did not know he wasn't following you. Although I can understand his reasoning, though. Although I would say,
what's your Instagram handle?
Now he feels.
I see how it is.
It's the same as his Twitter.
Esoteric
handle.
Candy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think he follows me on Twitter either. No, I'm just kidding. I don't give a fuck. Really.
I don't really do Twitter, to be honest. I do Twitter, but
I haven't used Twitter for like years.
I don't as much really. Yeah.
But I follow you on Facebook though. Like I pay attention to your world on Facebook. It shows up on my news feed.
You proved that. Yeah, you proved that point before we started recording. I heard what you said before.
I suggested that to him so he could break the ice.
Listen, Scott, I'm a professional podcaster. I do my research before. No, I'm kidding.
he does do that. I'll be honest with you. He does come prepared for things like that. So, whereas I am what you see. I don't prepare for anything.
Hey Scott, the first year I went to Raleigh, like for whatever reason, I was like afraid of Jay. Like I was able to like not be like terrified of Jack, but like for some reason, like Jay still like freaked me out. And then like it carried over into the next year. And then like I don't know, I was like just still a little like intimidated by him. And then like when we had our last like get together meal thing, somehow I think I don't know, there wasn't enough like room at the table, and Colleen just kind of like stuck me and Jay over at our own table. Did you do that on purpose, Colleen?
Oh, I remember that. Well, that was at the Mexican restaurant, right?
Yeah.
Yes, I remember that.
Yes, I totally did that on purpose. I don't even remember this, but I'm sure I did.
I think there was enough room there.
Take credit for it. Just take credit.
But is that what started?
I did do it on purpose.
Is that what started the yearly Crossfire Showdown Championships?
Probably was too. Yeah, that was that year.
The same year.
I remember being really silly and paranoid years ago when you guys had your, it was a pre-Facebook thing, but you guys had your message boards on, I guess, on your own website.
Yep.
Pro Boards.
Yeah. So I had joined that website, and this was during the latter part of season 3 of Lost, right? And I had I don't remember how long before it was before the finale, but it was when they had already made a comment in the media. This is when the phrase, what was it, the rattlesnake in the mailbox, whatever phrase that they kept using. Okay.
Snake in the mailbox, yeah.
So people were trying to imagine or figure out what the big mind-bending twist was going to be in the upcoming finale. This might have been like within a week or two of it. I can't remember exactly when it was, but it was definitely several days before it aired. Now, on occasion, I'm a little bit smart. And I actually kind of guessed. I said, well, one thing that would be different would be we've been having flashbacks for the first 3 years. Maybe they're going to go in reverse and it'll be a flash forward and we're going to see something that's in the future instead of the past. And then everything could be building up to that point. However, there were people who felt that I had, by doing that, by giving my theory, again, this is many days before the finale aired, somehow I had inside information. Somehow I was giving out spoilers. Somehow I was just and trying to pass it off as my own. It's like, which, if you know me at all, that's really not my I don't need to pass off anyone else's crap as my own. But I soon became, at least for a brief period, I felt like I was kind of getting ostracized on that message board because that was what people were saying about me. So I kind of just left that message board as a result. But it was from that point on, that was when I first started noticing that when I was calling into the podcast, that my calls weren't making it on. And I had it in my mind. And I kid you not, I at least for the next, God, at least until I got onto Facebook, maybe even a couple of years, I was like, well, you know, that they must have just are biased against me because they think I was the guy who spoiled shit for Lost for people in season 3. And they just see my name. It's like, oh, not him. No. Blacklist him. Fuck him.
I can assure you it wasn't that. I don't have enough time to smite anybody that bad, but yeah, no, it was never that. It was probably what is your number, 917 or 212? Sorry.
It's neither. It's 718.
Okay, so it was like it's 718 guy. It's always like 5 minutes. Fuck it, next call. No.
Yeah. I know.
No, but there was Taryn. Remember Taryn, who's like 20
Taryn!
Now.
Taryn, yes. Oh my God, he's such an old person.
This
now.
Poor kid started calling when he was like 10.
Oh my God.
Yeah, yes. he'd call 20 or 30 times an episode. I go, Jay, just play one of his calls. And Jay goes, I go, his parents are probably beating him because he's got $1,000 phone bill.
he would call, and he was like maybe 11 at the time, and they would just be these kind of little rambling ideas of an 11 year old. It was very sweet. It's very cute. I was like, I can't play all of them, but anyway, it was good times.
Yeah,
good times.
All right.
Anywho, all right. Well, we should probably
we gotta go watch Sherlock.
Start getting to our Sherlock that we have to watch.
Hey, I have to
do a podcast.
I have to record another podcast.
Oh, my God. You actually recorded another podcast an hour ago.
No, I said 11.
We changed it for 11.
Oh, you changed it? Okay.
The whole thing got mixed up. Anyway.
Gotcha. Oh, okay. Well, then I guess that explains that.
Well, we know we're going to be saying, you know, adios to Jay and Colleen right now. So I just want to take the opportunity to say, you know, thank you so much for hopping aboard with us here.
Thank you for having us.
It was a good time.
I hate to do that. I got to go, too.
You're all going to go together.
I have to go. I have to record Sports Talk in 5 minutes.
We're totally going to be bad mouthing Jay and Colleen. You blew it, Jack. You blew it.
I can always come on. I can always come on again and bad mouth them.
A standing invitation.
That one time they were
not Colleen. Jay would be easy.
Well, okay, then for all three of you who pleasingly chose not to go the Irish goodbye route, but we do get the chance to say goodbye to all three of you. I am very astonished and pleased that you all were able to make it here. I honestly didn't expect that, so that was very cool. And thank you very much. And again, as we said, as both of us have said before, you guys, for to whatever extent, were one of our main, if not only, inspirations to do this stupid thing. So thank you. And also, you know, the fact that I've spent over, you know, 140 hours talking to this guy over here, I blame you guys for that too. So
yeah, we're sorry.
I apologize that, because anyone who eats waffles and proud of it, I don't get.
Yeah, well, you're an honored guest here, so I'll let you and your wonderfully delicious blueberry pancakes get the last.
I don't like blueberries.
I don't like them either. But no.
Well, heck with you. But oh, Jesus Christ! You don't even like the one good kind of pancakes.
Pancakes, syrup, and butter. That's it.
You can put syrup and butter on fucking blueberry pancakes.
I don't like blueberries.
Well, fuck.
Blueberries or blueberries? Anyway.
Any of them. Well, nosberries I like, but not blueberries.
Jack, I'll try
nosberries are penises, I think.
That's what I've heard.
Nosberries. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. our poor 100th podcast.
Can you say penis on a podcast? I don't know.
I don't know if that's okay.
You can say cock, dick, and schlong here, too. Say whatever you want.
Well, in short, congrats, guys, on 100 episodes. It is a big accomplishment. And,
that's crazy.
It's
awesome.
Great. I mean, it's absolutely great. Kudos.
It is. You guys might not think it's a big deal, but it's a big deal for two guys or two people, anybody, to stay together that long to podcast.
Yeah, it's not easy.
It really is.
Kudos and congrats.
What do they call it? Pod faders? Or
pod fading. Pod fading.
Yeah, pod fading. It's hard to do it with the same people over and over. It's like being married, from what I hear.
It's nice. You guys are still doing it once a week. Congrats.
Yeah. That's better than this.
I like the delayed reaction.
It's like, wait a second. Oh, I get it.
That's how most of my jokes go, so I'm not surprised.
I got it right away.
I know.
But Jack, I'll try to at least return the favor and call in for your on Downton Abbey or our Downton Abbey podcast.
Yes. Especially since it took me 10 minutes to find the number and the email. I had to stop recording to go find it. I wasn't really prepared. I was kind of emotional.
It'll only be 4 minutes and 59 seconds. But
that's fine. We only get a couple of calls for that one, so it's okay.
I'll do it in different places, so it's like three multiple people.
All right.
Hi.
Actually, just call in as your 8-year-old self to the Downton Abbey podcast.
Was it awkward when they were talking about sex this week?
It really was. Anyway. Thanks again for having us on, and Scott, you definitely got to make it down one of these times.
Yeah, you should.
Just have Dan drive from Wisconsin.
Actually, you know what would be better if you came down and Dan stayed behind.
Fuck you, Jeff.
I would be more inclined to show up if that happened.
Come down. They got a really nice toilet at the Iceplex. You got to check it out.
Oh no, it's not. It's nothing. It's a basic toilet. That's all it is. And sometimes it even flush.
That's what they say about our podcast.
Oh, it's like the iron. It's great.
Well, if things improve this year, it's entirely possible. We'll see how things go. But anyway, thanks once again for showing up.
You had a great time.
Yep.
Yeah. And me and Dan, we were right. Jay and Colleen did stick around for the whole thing after all. Dan felt that was going to happen. I doubted. So he.
Yeah. It's like.
I kept waiting for
Colleen. I was like, shit, we got to watch this show. I was like, well, we'll do it for 15 minutes. Yeah. But it was a great time and well worth it.
All right. Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
All right, guys.
See you guys.
All right, guys. All right. Take it easy. Yeah. Congrats. Bye.
Congratulations.
Thanks, Colleen.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Happy trails to you.
And then there were two. Now, that was pretty awesome, having Jay and Jack and the always lovely Colleen join us for our 100th episode.
I mean, yeah, it was nice having Jay and Colleen here. Really, really appreciated them being.
What about Jack? not so much.
What about Jack indeed? Yep.
Well, they're just like the perfect guests because, you know, just put them behind their mics and we just let them go.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that when I was, especially when I was listening to Jay and Colleen in particular. The other night I was watching an episode of the old Johnny Carson show because I discovered this cable channel called Antenna TV, which just shows old episodes of different things, including the old Tonight Show. They're not allowed to call it the Tonight Show for some reason. Anyway, I'm going somewhere with this. So the very first episode I watched was from January of 1985. And Johnny's first guest that night was Charles Nelson Reilly. Now, this was odd for another reason, because he had just come up in conversation online during a discussion of the old Match Game game show. Anyway, Johnny has him on as his very first guest, and it's clear right from the get-go, the man has nothing to promote or plug. And in this day and age, you kind of wonder, why is he on a talk show? But a couple of minutes into it, you realize why. Because this was a guy, he just sit him down, and he would just spit story after story, and Johnny barely had to do anything beyond reacting. Now, I had always heard of that kind of thing, you know, with the more high-velocity style comedians, like, you know, you bring in like a Robin Williams or a Jim Carrey, you wind them up and let them go nuts. Rickles. Oh, well, Rickles is just insane. Actually, in my DVR right now is an episode from the 70s that has Don Rickles in it. I'm looking forward to watching it really badly.
Ooh, oh, nice.
But it also applied to these guests who, I mean, maybe they weren't necessarily super high caffeinated energy, which is something we could use on our podcast from time to time. But it's these people who just had a never-ending reservoir of stories to tell so that they're just never boring and always entertaining. And I think that's pretty much what we got with Jay, Jack, and Colleen there.
Oh, yeah.
But now, it's back to the Just Us League, I guess. So, you know, just, you know, I'm thinking about our last, God, 99 podcasts and the ones that really stood out, the ones that we had, you know, the most fun on, or even the ones that we might have been the most proud of. I was just mentioning to you that I actually went back and listened to the opening minutes of, God help me, every single podcast we've ever recorded, which... Ooh. It's fascinating to see how it varies in quality, audio wise, and everything else wise.
I'm sure there must have been a pretty big jump at some point. I suppose around not even midway through, because we started recording so much quicker this last year. But
oh yeah, there was a certain point where I think you had upped the bit level. I think you call it.
Our bandwidth, like, or what we were able to upload in a month became infinite instead of like 300 megabytes, and then we just started releasing everything at a much higher audio quality. So
I could absolutely tell when that happened, because the very first thing you notice is music on our older podcasts would often sound, let me use an example, the Mad Men theme. Since the Mad Men theme has been played on many of our podcasts, it's how we started out. If you listen to our older podcasts, the Mad Men theme tends to sound, it's kind of like the Mad Men theme if you were having a nightmare. it's just slightly distorted, just slightly. Yeah. But then when you made that change, and it was when we were podcasting, I think it was early on when we were podcasting the final seven episodes. I don't remember which episode it was right now. All of a sudden, when the music came on, it was crystal clear, sounded just like I was watching TV. And I went, oh, this is when we made the change. You know, it's like late April, early May of 2015, somewhere around there. But you can really tell. And then all of a sudden, ooh, we all sound really good all of a sudden.
Yeah. Well, with all the music and stuff we've always liked adding, and we've tended to add more and more as time goes by. It's definitely been nice we've been able to do that. I mean, we could even, like, you know, if I wanted to, I could make them like three times even like higher fidelity, but then we'd be like, you know, releasing like 0.3 gigabyte files every, like, you know, podcast. So probably don't need to do that.
Right. And then, because I guess the issue then becomes, and some people will have problems downloading them to begin with, or because of their memory space, from what I've been told.
Yeah, that's just a pain in the ass. So 100 meg per up, it's enough. So, and it sounds good.
Yeah. Well, one of the fun things, or actually fun is stretching it maybe, but one of the reasons I did what I did, by listening to the beginning of our all of our previous podcasts. For some weird, bizarre reason, I decided I wanted to write down all the little compare and contrast things I did at the openings of our podcasts. You know, the this to my that thing that I do at the opening of all of our shows. First of all, I didn't realize that I didn't do that until the 13th podcast, which I didn't know that I had not done that in the first 12. You know, if you listen to like our first podcast, you know, we both like say our names. I'm Scott. I'm Dan. You know, I miss that simplicity. We should do that again sometime. But the first time I did it was actually in our Essential TV podcast we did back in October of 2014, I guess. Oh my God, 2014. When we covered like the TV shows that we were recommending from like the 50s, 60s, and 70s. So that was like the first time I ever did it. And it's kind of weird. I discovered that I did kind of a triple play that evening when we recorded. So it was like, the very first thing I ever said was, the Sundance to my Butch, the Tango to my Cash, and the Hooch to my Turner. And I very rarely would do three, but tonight, or when we recorded the first part of this podcast many nights ago, I actually did three things, if I'm not mistaken. I think I went with a triple play, and without even realizing, I was kind of mirroring what I did, you know, many, 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 many months ago.
Yeah, man, that feels like so long ago. And I'm remembering like when we'd always end the podcast like insulting each other so we could start swearing, and like some of the ones where it'd get really late and we'd be tired and we just couldn't figure out a way to like insult each other, so we'd just be floundering until we figured it out.
Yeah, it was one of those things where we weren't quite the improv geniuses by coming up with something to insult one another. And sometimes it came together nice and organically. Other times it didn't. I don't remember if we ever stopped and then and re-recorded an ending before. We probably did. I probably made you do that any number of times because I'm an anal retentive asshole at times. Yeah, we kind of moved away from that ending just because it became kind of difficult to come up with some sort of contrived reason for one of us to curse at one another. I think once we started cursing something else, it started to like lose its charm for me, because I want to attack the other person. I don't want to attack like a fictional character on a TV show or something. It's just not much fun. Looking at those intros, I did discover that I did repeat things a couple times, which is kind of amazing. It only happened a few times. And all the times it happened were always on the Flash-related podcasts. So I've called you Cisco on two different occasions. Not just once, twice. Our very first time we ever did a Flash podcast, I called you. It was I think you were the Cisco to my Snart. And then later on, you were like the Cisco to my Felicity or something. And speaking of Snart, that name, and for the people who don't listen to that podcast, that's the civilian name of the villain Captain Cold on the Flash. Good Lord, I used the name Snart three different times. We were both Snart at least once in our introductions. And finally, apparently on one podcast, I had said the Ronnie Raymond to my Martin Stein. And on another one, I doubled up an introduction. And one of the duos was the Ronnie to my Marty. So I guess I kind of did a repeat there too. But all the other ones were always original and unique or new that we did. The closest I can think of any other repeat was I called you Snoopy on one time. I think it was the Snoopy to my Garfield or something like that. And another podcast I referred to you as a Snoopy sticker, which I guess was referring to how we communicate with each other on Facebook or something. Now, let me get my little – I know that was kind of a weird derailment of talking about intros. I mean, to get it to where I think we want what we want to be talking about here as we close out the show – I was talking about looking back on the fun that we've had on our podcast over the last 20 months or so. And one of the first one that came to mind, so I was kind of looking forward to finding it when I was listening to the beginnings, actually happened at the very top of a show. Do you remember the one? It was one of the Flash podcasts where I kind of lost it during the introduction. That's one of the shows that we did with Vicky, Cade, and Jason, when we do the Geek Appeal show. That's, I guess, like Flash and Arrow. And I led off by saying the true Iron Man to my fake bullshit. Why is he calling himself the Atom when he's just some lousy version of Iron Man? Which doesn't sound super funny right now, but for some reason, maybe because there might have been liquor involved, it seemed really funny on the podcast, and I kind of just I couldn't stop laughing for about 2 minutes. So you actually had to take over the reins, and then all the introductions happened. I still hadn't couldn't regain my composure, so that was pretty fun. Those podcasts tend to be fun anyway. So
right, yeah. Even though I think the best moment for any of those was when you asked us a question, and then the neighbor dog answered instantly. So.
Oh, the infamous dog.
Yeah.
We're no longer there. Yeah. I was the only one who didn't hear the dog until I heard the podcast. And I was like, oh, great.
Yeah.
And I also enjoyed, usually at the times you weren't, when I would get into these weird mocking things with Cade, or it's usually me making fun of Hawkeye's outfit or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I never got around to hearing that, but... I'm sure. It's
quite funny. I think me and you also had a really great time when we did our Better Call Saul podcast.
Oh, yeah. Like,
always sticks in my mind. And I still think the one I'm most proud of, just from concept to execution, so I call it like one of our quote-unquote crown jewels, was that episode that we released before the show premiered, but we... You know, the Lost in the Vaults episode of our podcast from 2009, when we covered the original Breaking Bad episode of Better Call Saul.
Yeah, that was a hell of a lot of fun. Just like, you know, mocking our like our lives at that time, and you know, insulting our tastes of in TV and before they changed a bit in the show. Oh my god, Sons of Anarchy is awesome this season. Yeah, fuck, what's Jax gonna do next? Oh my god.
I actually listened to the first several minutes of that one because the fact is we actually recorded a special theme just for that episode, just based around TV shows that we would have been talking about back in 2009. So you hear things like, you know, everything from The West Wing to House and The Sopranos are all themes are all swirling in our opening credit sequence, whatever. And then I'm listening to it, and then I forgot about the whole thing where we were going to lead off by talking about you getting exasperated with me talking about The Dark Knight all the time or something. And I was like, what the hell? I ended up listening to the first 10 minutes. I realized, oh, yeah, that's right. We were like totally method actors, like really living the parts for that one. So that was one I was really proud of.
Yeah, it was difficult to keep it you know, from laughing too much, just all the bullshit we were spinning there, but I think we managed it pretty well.
Yeah, I think the whole pretense was that we sort of kind of liked Breaking Bad, but we weren't like the crazy big fans of it that we obviously became as the show went on.
And then
we got jokes about how much we loved Dexter, because Dexter was really good at that time, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, can't believe Skyler fucked Ted. Man, my wife would never cheat on me.
Yes, I do recall you were able to slip in some personal references that sting just a little bit, but for the fun. I mean, I do sometimes miss, you know, when you and I would try to cover like way too many TV shows in one podcast, because we used to do that all the time. We would ping pong between shows that we both love or shows that were pissing us off, or maybe shows that I watched that you didn't. So you'd be like, should I go have a snack or something? But those are always kind of tough to organize with everything else. But, you know, maybe we'll do a few more like that later on this year when things die down TV wise for us. But you know, I think a lot of doing a podcast as much as we've done, hopefully we've learned some things, or what we should or shouldn't be able to do, or what we can or can't tackle at this point.
Yeah, I think we're pretty much good at anything except you know, hitting whatever time goal we have, because that just isn't going to fucking happen. But maybe someday.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, I always believe that, you know, we should run it like a show on TV or anything else. They've got a clock right there. They've got a person saying to, you know, wrap it up or not. We just need to pay attention to each other. And it's like, okay, let's move on. We don't need to talk about everything. But, you know, sometimes we get carried away and we end up with a two-hour, 45-minute podcast.
Yeah.
But, you know, luckily most of them have been good. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't, you know, we don't, you know, for the most part, we're not too rambly. You know, we don't waste time talking about just pointless fucking shit from these shows. And that's true. For the most part, and we don't get off on a hell of a lot of tangents. I mean, a lot of our podcasting, you know, brethren, you know, they definitely, they get sidetracked just as often as we do. But I think we managed to keep it pretty, pretty topical. So,
we usually stay on what we're talking about. We just...
We're fucking big mouth.
We may be over talking at times, and I'm guilty party number one on that one. So you know, I can't be condemning everyone for the length of our podcast when I listen back. It's like, oh yeah, how much of the talking was me? Yeah, okay. speaking of other folks and everything, I thought maybe we would want to acknowledge, you know, the folks who helped make it possible for us to have done these podcasts over time. I mean, obviously earlier in our podcast, we already tipped our hats to, you know, the Jay and Jack show, because they were probably our biggest inspiration or to get us started on this. But I also want to thank like Susan and the Geek Girl Soup podcast, because I think they were the first ones that, well, I know they were the first ones to ever let me take a crack at podcasting. And I know you appeared on there at least.
Yeah, once. Same here. Yeah. The infamous podcast where I dropped the C-bomb, the word chick. So.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Well, with Susan, I actually got the opportunity to recap. It was like my first recap, also, where I did the Mad Men finale from like the year before me and you got started, I think. And also the first time I experienced the decision to re-record an entire podcast. And I was like, "Hey, Susan, can we do that again? You know, we'll get together tomorrow. Let's do it again. I think I can do better."
Yeah, plus Susan was really helpful on you know, the technical aspect, pretty much all of it when we started. Like you know, we didn't know where to host it, what, how to edit, you know, anything. So I don't. I mean, it would have been quite the grueling experience trying to figure out how to do it without her explaining all of it. So
I can imagine, because I certainly wasn't going to be any help in that category. I was like, it's all on you, man. You want to make this happen, you got to figure that stuff out. Also, we also want to thank the folks who have actually joined us on the podcast, you know, especially our little crew for what I call our all-star squad. Whenever we do our Flashcast or Geekcast, or we never gave it a different title. I don't see the point, because I'm not good with the branding apparently. But Vicky, Kate, and Jason have been a part of many of our podcasts at this point, so they deserve a special thanks as well, I would say.
Yeah, that was great. It was definitely nice that we had the idea to add them to the rotation, and it came together really nicely, and we managed to, when we talk about these different comic type shows and, you know, even other stuff, we managed to cover all our bases pretty well. So it's good.
Yeah. I mean, if we could just iron out our occasional audio weird glitches, but then when we have all five of us together, those things would sing. But even without that, they're still like really fun to listen to. I've gotten compliments from several people about them. So even though they all say that Jason doesn't know anything, but other than that, they think they're great.
Yeah.
Also, obviously, we should probably be thanking. I don't know how many there are. Actually, I do, and it's not a very good number, but so I won't say it. But I want to thank our listeners. You know, we may not have like the biggest audience. I think there's a point when Jay was speaking earlier in our podcast about early on, when I think he said something like, when we only had 4,000 listeners or something like that. And I was like, man, I would flip for like 10% of a number like that. But, you know, we do know there's at least a few out there who listen to some, if not all, of our podcasts. And that is the main reason we're doing these damn things. I want to thank both the anonymous as well as the folks who we do see on our Facebook page day in and day out.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Sorry, I'm not paying attention. Thank you, listeners. I appreciate it.
It's an excellent
whatever Scott said, I second it. Yes.
I like that we're recording our 100th podcast and you just got distracted by something else. a flashing light. Well, the funny thing was, I wish you had done that like 5 minutes later, because this is the part where I was going to be thanking you. And that would have been funny if you didn't hear me do that.
No,
We've had, you know, a lot of guests on the show to help us with our map and rewatch and, you know, various other things. So, I mean, I guess we have Matt, Curtis, Michelle, others.
Yeah, we Matt did some major heavy duty lifting with us for our very first Mad Men season one look back, and I guess was he our first guest? Oh no, we had done that show that had Susan and Matt on when we were talking about Game of Thrones. So he was still one of our first guests. Yeah, right. And Kelly from Geek Girl Soup popped by for another one, and a few other people, and the Shankles from the Natacast popped by for one. Yeah, those were rather intense. You know, that was one of those projects that, looking back, maybe we bit off a bit more than we could chew, or maybe we needed to plan that out a bit better. I think we just watched in a short period of time and tried to cover it, and it wore me the hell out. I know that, but should be thanked as well.
Yeah, and someday, you know, it'd be nice if, you know, we have more listeners and stuff. But for now, I mean, I think we're both enjoying having, you know, just an outlet to talk about, you know, various TV shows and movies, and a nice distraction from all the various bullshit that we have to deal with in normal life. Plus, it, you know, helps us form, you know, nice, helpful relationships with, you know, people in some cases we haven't even met. But of course, I will at some point in the future. But, you know, whether it be our fellow podcasters that we do this with, or, you know, some of the listeners that always give us good feedback, like Jana or CJ. I mean, I talk to CJ a lot, like others, like random shit pretty much like every day now, even though he's kind of like a dumb shit because he doesn't watch black and white movies. So really kind of a dumb, stupid ass shit. That CJ there for that, really, really fucking dumb. But
yes, I know. I won't disagree with you on that point.
Yeah, fuck that guy, seriously.
Yeah, fuck him. I'll go along with that. I mean, I'm probably not inclined to try to meet anybody because I don't really want to. But you can do it. You can represent us because that's what you do. You're the most sociable.
I'm the ambassador, and you're the, I don't know, Dick Cheney. I don't fucking know.
Wow. Okay. Good one. Like a Wizard of Oz kind of thing. No, Dick Cheney. Nice. Well, you know, I don't bring it back to just the two of us. I'll be honest. I don't really remember which one of us first proposed doing a podcast in the first place. I'm inclined to say it was you. I don't know that for a fact, but I feel like it was probably you.
Well, we're talking about the show and Mad Men in particular so much. So I think I'm not sure at what point I thought it would be a good idea, but at some point it got closer and closer. Then all of a sudden, like 5 seconds later, we were doing one.
Yeah, and as I think I said earlier, because we recorded that part a couple weeks ago, that the two of us met up on the Jay and Jack page during a rather heated and outright silly TV debate. What's funny about all that? That's the kind of thing that could have gone stupidly wrong. I mean, there are probably people I still don't get along with, you know, as a result of stuff that happened back then. But for us, it actually became a friendship and a, you know, a little podcasting partnership. But I think it's the friendship part that's been the really most important thing of all this. So, you know, I'll thank you for that and your attempts to be patient with my occasional perfectionist ways, which can be a little frustrating at times, I'm sure. You know, I never wanted to be the Felix to somebody else's Oscar, but apparently I think that's been the case more often than not during our podcasts.
I don't mind being Oscar. He's cool, so.
Well, Oscar's the cool one. It kills me because I want to be Oscar, but it turned out to be Felix. Fuck.
I think I want to be Felix too. So there you go. But thank you. It really has it's meant a lot. We've been able to help each other through all sorts of crap, and plus you've been patient with me too. I remember as over the last year, the podcasting has definitely went smoother where, you know, we'd record a podcast and I'd have added like 10 like songs to it and like a whole bunch of audio clips, and I'd have it sent to you like an hour after we got done recording. But back then, you know, there'd be times where I'd be so love struck that it would take me like 10 days to do like, you know, anything just because I was just well, I didn't have my shit together completely.
You're a little out of it, yeah. I remember.
Oh, you did your best to be patient, even though. You're just like, oh, are you planning on editing the podcast? Just like, oh, what the fuck? Shut up! Blah 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 blah. Yeah. It'd always be some kind of message, just like, you know, just trying to, like, you know, just gently mention it, and just knowing that there's going to be just a
harsh reaction directed towards you, but you managed to soldier through.
Yeah, it was kind of like listening to your audio right now, which got really weird for a while there, but I could still hear you. But now you came through at the very end there. Yeah, we probably benefited by the fact there was like hundreds, if not thousands, of miles in between us. Because like, if you lived in the vicinity, I would be knocking on your, like, so you take care of that thing yet? Take care of it. All right. Now, before we start to pack up and go home here, let me quickly do our little spiel here that, you know, I try to do at the end of our podcast, and then I'll have something else to say. For the folks listening, you can find us on Facebook. It's www.facebook.com. I just realized I've done this a few times in the last several weeks, and I've left out the .com part. I'm assuming people realize that, but it would be funny if you're like, I don't know how to find them. Anyway, it's www.facebook.com/groups/STVD podcast. You can also find us on iTunes. You simply search for Series TV Drama, and we should be the first thing that will pop up. You can subscribe to our feed, and better still, you can rate and review us there. Every 5-star rating and positive review certainly helps us get noticed by others. And finally, you can follow us on Twitter. Our handle there is at STVD podcast. STVD as in Series TV Drama podcast. Okay, you still with us, Dan?
More or less.
your mic is doing screwy things. It figures it has to. We have to end podcast number 100 with some little audio snafus. So we're in the final minutes here, and I wanted to end with not just one, but two things here. Now, a few weeks ago, when we were first getting ready to record this episode, we thought it might be fun to play roughly like the first minute or so of our very first podcast. Now, not the opening minute, because apparently we had an opening theme in our first podcast that was almost 2 minutes long. And 2 minutes doesn't sound like a lot. In podcasting terms, it's an eternity.
Yeah.
If you were sitting watching a movie and the opening thing was to me, you'd be like, when are we going to get to the movie already? But that's what we were doing back in April of 2014. And if you think we have technical audio issues now, oh, you should have heard us back then. So I know we're going to end with that, but I also want to acknowledge that we actually took a little bit of a break since we recorded most of this podcast. And by the time we got back here, back behind our mics, so to speak, our dark little world was short one immensely bright soul that lit up not only the world of entertainment, but many people's lives as well. Probably talk more about that in the episode you'll have heard before this one, number 99, but we're recording this now. So following that dubiously historic clip I just mentioned, I believe we are then going to close out our podcast, number 100, with hopefully a great TV appearance by Mr. David Bowie. But first, we'll let you listen to Dan and I joining forces for the very first time. So I hope everyone, you know, listening, hope you enjoyed not just this podcast, but however many of the previous 99 that we've cranked out for you as well.
Yes, thank you, everybody.
All right, so I'll just say good night, everybody, and enjoy.
Welcome to the Serious TV Drama Podcast with Scott and Dan.
I'm Dan.
And I'm Scott.
Okay, this is the first episode of our TV Drama Podcast. We're both big fans of the drama genre, and we decided all of our friends are doing podcasts, so why don't we?
I actually don't know if I know many people who aren't doing a podcast nowadays, so I felt like, you know, got to join the crowd sometime.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, we've been thinking about doing a podcast ever since about halfway through the final season of Breaking Bad. We mostly Scott was on a podcast about Breaking Bad.
Yeah, I joined the folks at the Geek Girl Soup crowd to podcast the final 8 episodes of Breaking Bad, and that was a lot of fun. And Dan is a huge fan of various TV dramas, as am I, and the one that we decided to devote one podcast exclusively to is Mad Men.
Yeah, we don't always agree about TV shows and stuff, but one thing we were able to agree about is that once Breaking Bad was done, Mad Men was the best show on TV, hands down. There's other shows that are good and lots of really, really top dramas, but none of them come close to Mad Men. We both agreed on that, so here we are.
Yeah, it's difficult, isn't it, when they, to keep your integrity when you're going for that first little fat man who sold his soul. The little fat man who sold his dream. Chubby little loser. Chubby little loser, national joke. No, not chubby little loser. No. Pathetic little fat man, no one's bloody laughing. The clown that no one laughs at, they all just wish he'd die. He's so depressed at being useless, the fat man takes his own life. No. He's so depressed at being hated, Fatty takes his own life.
Fatso.
Yeah, let's go with Fatso. Fatso takes his own life. He blows his bloated face off. No. He blows his stupid brains out.
But the twat had probably missed.
Yes, Linda, I like that.
Yeah, so do I. It's brilliant, Linda.
He sold his soul for a shard of fame. Catchphrase and wig and the jokes are lame. He's got no style, he's got no grace. He's banal and facile, he's a fat waste of space. Yeah. Everybody sing that last line. 1, 2, 3. He's banal and facile, he's a fat waste of space.